Sundays. The day of our Lord, and the day of Tech News. Except one of those is not real. Tech News is not real.
If you're watching this on the toilet right now, which you probably are, hit subscribe and turn on all notifications to be part of the Toilet Squad. Yo, what's going on? I'm sorry. I don't really know what that was in the beginning. Welcome back to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from... Did I say Fapata? Front Page Tech, Fapata, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that is me to another that is you. It's Sunday. All right, that's it. Thanks for watching. Just kidding. All right, so first up for the day, story numero uno. Since the next story has Android in it, it has the word Android in it. Let's talk about something Android right now. Story, Android topic right now for the first story of the episode. Here we go. The first Galaxy S22 Ultra drop test is in, and it is... YouTube channel PBK Reviews put out a video drop testing the Galaxy S22 Ultra, by dropping it, and this is how it went. Not good. The Galaxy S22 Ultra is covered on the front and back by Gorilla Glass Victus Plus. As you can see on their website, they got a whole section about it. That's one tough Galaxy. The front display and back panel are fortified with the latest Gorilla Glass yet. Corning Gorilla Glass Victus Plus. Wow, okay, so that's a lot of registered trademark signs. Tell me, is this a registered trademark? Because I couldn't tell. Yeah, well, turns out that new Corning Gorilla Glass is actually corny gorilla ass, because this thing took an absolute beating. Bro, at one point, the phone pooped out its own S Pen.
Oh, but an iPhone will break too.
Have you seen an iPhone 13 drop test? This phone is basically skydiving and making it out alive. If I had to guess what the issue is with the Galaxy S22 Ultra and why it sucks at the drop test, I wouldn't say it's the Corning Gorilla Glass, whatever. It's pretty sure it's because the edges are rounded. Rounded edges are a nightmare. They are not helpful when you drop your phone. And as you can see, that first drop is pretty much just from like a normal, just sort of pulled your phone out of your pocket. Height. Nothing too crazy happened there, and it just is ruined. The phone just wants to eat the ground. But hey, speaking of eating, let's talk about grocery stores. They suck. They kind of suck. Grocery stores are sticky. The people inside of the grocery stores are sticky, and I can never actually leave one of them without ending up with way more ingredients than I'm ever gonna actually use, and then those ingredients just sort of sit and rot in my fridge. That's why I don't go to grocery stores. I use HelloFresh, and yes, by the way, I personally actually use this service. I get 3 boxes every single week. HelloFresh gives you farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Pick how many boxes you want per week, choose which meals you want, or just let HelloFresh pick for you. Most meals are done in 30 minutes or less. And also, the ingredients just taste better than what you would get at the store. Don't know why, I think it's witchcraft. Go to HelloFresh.com/FPT16 and use code FPT16 to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. And of course, huge thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode of Fapata. Oh, hey, welcome back. Okay, so last up for the day, story numero lasto. You know what I absolutely hate? What I loathe talking about? RAM. So let's talk about RAM. According to a new report from, who is this? User UX1122 on a Korean blog. Okay. Why is this in the news? I mean, as far as I know, this person has pretty much no track record. Oh, but hang on. Never mind. 9to5 Mac wrote that they were half right about iPad mini 6. Whatever that means, that's promising. Listen, here's the thing. This show covers the news. That's what Fapata is. And this story is what the tech news blogs are writing about. So we got to talk about it here. That's how that works. Okay. Anyway, user whoever says that according to, quote, domestic supply chain sources, the iPhone 14 Pro will ship with 8 gigabytes of RAM. And you might be saying, hang on, that sort of sounds familiar. I hope you're not saying it like that. Yeah, it is. It's a little familiar. Our favorite analyst, Jeff Poo, did also say that, which is funny because just about a month ago, Jeff Poo actually said the iPhone 14 Pro was going to have 6 gigabytes of RAM. It was actually a month before that where he said that it was going to have 8 gigabytes of RAM. So he said 8. but then he changed it to 6. Honestly, it would not surprise me either way. 6 gigabytes, 8 gigabytes, who cares? Samsung's latest and greatest, the S22 lineup. Oh, you remember that, right? Those phones have 8 gigabytes of RAM. In fact, Android's been doing this for a while. Wait, actually, the Galaxy S22 Ultra goes up to 12 gigabytes of RAM. What in tarnation? For some reason, this is just a thing they do. Android manufacturers try to shove as much RAM into these phones the same way, like, competitive eaters try to shove as many hot dogs as they can into their body. It's like, wow. Yeah, cool. Good for you. That was a lot of hot dogs. There's a lot of hot dogs inside you right now. That's great. That's the thing, though, right? RAM on Android is not the same thing as RAM on iOS. They are two very different things. RAM on iOS is like extremely efficient and optimized, and that's a side effect of the fact that Apple makes the hardware for the software. For the longest time, and you know what? I'm pretty sure there are tweets of me saying this like years ago. I have always said that if your phone needs a ridiculous amount of RAM just to function, it says more about your software than it does about your hardware. If you need a lot of RAM to have a smooth experience, that is not as cool as you think it is. But at the same time, if Tim Cook sat me down and was like, I've got to put more RAM in this phone. You want? I'm not gonna like say no. Listen, my motto has always been more RAM equals more porn. iPhones have always had less and needed less RAM than pretty much any other phone. Yet, they have consistently still outperformed those other phones regardless. Why? Optimization and efficiency. Do I care all that much about this story? No. But is more RAM ever a bad thing? Also, no. More RAM can't hurt, right? On Android, on iOS, on whatever platform, fine. I'll take it. Give it to me. But if this is true, if this rumor is accurate, this leak isn't fake, and Apple is in fact putting 8 gigabytes of RAM into the iPhone 14, my real question is, why? Apple typically doesn't just do this sort of thing just because. In fact, they usually wait until the very, very last minute. So, why do they feel that this year's iPhone needs 8 gigabytes of RAM? What features are coming in software that demand this sort of thing from the hardware? In my innocent little Jern heart, I would just like to believe that if Apple is putting more RAM into the phones, there's a good reason. And hopefully they aren't just doing it so they can put it in the marketing and write it on their website. Because apparently when brands write stuff on their website, it means absolutely nothing.